You have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to Psalm, the 108th chapter, 18th chapter, excuse me. And if you enjoyed our choir special and our music this morning, you better not miss our Christmas cantata. You're going to be blessed, and I hope you're now inviting people to come with you and inviting others as we share in that on December the 15th. And there'll be a sandwich lunch afterwards, and you know, ladies, you're going to bring sandwiches, I hope, to help our hospitality committee. And so all of you that have been here for years, you know, after the cantata, we have a little sandwich lunch, and you provide the sandwiches, and we provide the people to eat them. It's very simple. And there'll be also some desserts, and so we're going to celebrate there, so I know you want to become a part of that as well. I have a little anecdote for you this morning, and before we begin, since this is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, really it's sort of a little blessing for you. I found this when I was doing research, and it's anonymous. But it's sort of a blessing. May your stuffing be tasty. May your turkey be plump. May your potatoes and gravy have nary a lump. May your yams be delicious and your pies take the prize. And may your Thanksgiving dinner stay off your thighs. So I hope that you enjoy your Thanksgiving. We're looking forward to it. We normally do. Turkey is one of my favorite things. And I like turkey a la king. I like leftover turkey. I like turkey open-faced sandwiches. I like turkey. And I'll probably experience all this before Christmas. So it's okay with me. If you have your Bibles and we turn to Psalm 118, would you please stand for the reading of God's Word if you're able? And I'm going to be reading selected verses. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. In my anguish, I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. In verse 27, it says, the Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. May God his blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. We find in our scripture lesson today that the psalmist declares, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. But God is good, and we all know that. His love endures forever. He says, let Israel, his love endures forever. Let those of Aaron say, his love endures forever. And let's not forget about America. And let's not forget about Craven and Carteret County and Cherry Point Baptist Church. Let us say, his love endures forever as well. In verse 5, the psalmist declares, in my anguish I cried to the Lord, and he answered by setting me free. And I think that many of us can relate to this. For at one time, all of us were dead in our sin, in our transgressions. At one time, all of us were lost and confused. At one time, all of us were living lives without hope, without any reason to be thankful. And the reason is because we were dead in our transgressions and sins, when we were literally slaves to sin, in bondage to sin, chained up by sin. We experienced also the consequences of sin in our lives. And we know that sin comes in all kinds of forms. It can come in the form of not being or being unable to control our tempers and thus hurting ourselves and those around us. It can come in the form of disobedience and by treating others as if they don't matter or they're not worth the time of day. It can come in the form of being angry at the world. Sin can come to us in many ways. But living in sin is a painful way to live, whether a person is saved or not saved. And I believe that many addictions are born out of the anguish of sin. Finally, many find themselves entrenched in sin, and the bondage felt is so great, they begin to develop feelings of uselessness, loneliness, abandonment. They seem to be engulfed by darkness. And the more people try to fix things according to the rules of this world and according to the ruler of this world, the more anguish people experience. But we call out to the Lord in the midst of our anguish when we honestly call out to Him and hand Him the reins of our lives. We find the Lord answers by setting us free. Setting us free and adopting us as sons and daughters. And when this happens, we no longer have to get caught up in so many of the things that have caused us our anguish, our darkness, our loneliness, and those things that overcome us. We no longer have to worry about keeping up with others, because now we're praying for others. We're sharing the light with others. And we do this in order to get the lost and the backslidden to cry out to the Lord and experience the liberating freedom that comes through giving one's life to God. Most of us this morning have experienced it ourselves and have seen it in the lives of others. You've seen many walk this aisle in this church over the years. You've seen many that have come and given their hearts to the Lord and even joined this church. Some of these who have walked this aisle have come out of desperation. They've been in darkness. Their lives were a wreck. And they came walking this aisle in hopes that truly their lives might become more manageable under God's control and in the Spirit of Christ. You've seen them come from every walk of life. You see, sin places people in bondage. And those who have walked this aisle are releasing that bondage. They're accepting the good news of Jesus Christ. They want to become a part of a fellowship that shares the light of God's love, to rebuild their lives and to find hope and meaning. We find sin's result is desperation, destruction, and a cruel spiritual death. And you've seen people walk this aisle who felt like they were being destroyed and overcome by death. Sin sentences a person to a bondage which seems hopeless. And in some cases, when a person searches for a way out, they're desperate. They seem in total darkness. They seem to have given up. We find that a miracle happens in their life. God will use a circumstance. He will use someone else to let them know that the darkest night of their soul, even in that darkest place, there is a light. And the flicker of that light gives hope of freedom. And as they walk toward the light, their hope increases and increases until they know this light will set them free. And as each sinner comes closer to the light, their hope increases until by faith they are set free from the bondage of sin and they obtain a new outlook on life. They become forever thankful. So very thankful for being set free, for the opportunities that come every day to become more and more like their master. They become less and less a part of this world and more a part of the heavenly home. As these who walk this aisle in desperation and come to know Christ, maybe some of you here, you find that the more and more you grow in Christ, the greater you feel the light and experience the light. The more your focus is on the world to come and less on the world in which we live. We have been set free by the provisions of an almighty and loving God. It's important for us to understand this idea of life and light. I know that when people are in bondage, you've seen them, I've seen them. When they feel and experience that loneliness, abandonment, that darkness that comes to life, they're like something has overcome them and they don't seem like they're going to be able to make it. And then a flicker of light. As I've mentioned, they see a flicker of light in the kind act of a person who knows the light. They see a flicker of light in a circumstance that only a loving God could have done and they see that flicker of light, and they continue walking toward the light until that flicker becomes brighter and brighter, and finally they see that this light in the darkness that they feel shines on them and blesses them with the power of an almighty loving God who has released them from the bondage of sin. And they become forever thankful. You may not remember, but I remember when I felt like there was no hope. There was darkness all around me. The consequences of my sin had caused me to be ashamed and feel unclean. The consequences of going my own way and doing my own thing had darkened my vision, had clouded my decision-making processes, and I felt alone and abandoned. And like all the others, I saw a flicker of light. And I walked toward the light of God's love shared with me through one who had the light. A circumstance that brought my attention to an almighty and loving God, an occurrence, an unimaginable appointment, that I felt this light get brighter and brighter and brighter. Until I allowed the light to set me free. And I too became forever thankful. I was at the Baptist convention a couple of weeks ago in Greensboro. And I went through the great hall that they have there of all these vendors and booths and literature that you can pick up, and pitches that people want to give you, and solicitations for support and all these other things. And I came upon this young man standing in front of a booth. It was a booth advertising the ministry that he'd gone into with Teen Challenge. Now, I don't know how many of you remember Teen Challenge, but about 40 years ago, I remember Teen Challenge, and I remember its ministry. I remember all about it because I was able to hear and meet the founder of Teen Challenge across America. I had had several encounters with him, and I also had visited several of these Teen Challenge centers in the early days of my ministry. It was all centered around the life of a minister, a country preacher named David Wilkerson, who one night felt that God called him to go to New York City and start ministering to people in the streets and the drug addicts. And he did. And there on those streets where God planted him, he saw darkness and hopelessness, addiction and sin like he'd never seen it before. He suffered bodily harm, death threats, terror, physical damage of his place, but he did not give up. He stood strong, holding up the lantern of light for the man called Jesus. This young man was surprised that I had known him and that I had met him, and I shared with him some of the early incidences of his ministry. I also told him about a young man who was the center of a book called The Cross and the Switchblade, written by David Wilkerson, that became a movie. It was all about this young man who in the streets of New York met Christ and now became a minister, and he ministered in this Teen Challenge as well. We know that in this ministry it took addicts of all kinds who wanted to become sober. They used a spiritual model based on a life-changing experience with Jesus Christ. In short order, there were hundreds of teen challenges in the country, and thousands of teen addicts were being set free from sin and developing an attitude of thankfulness to God. For you see, the stories about each one of these young people and many others who came to know the Lord, they felt alone, abandoned. They felt the darkness that surrounded their lives. And in the life and ministry of this man and those that worked with him, they saw the light. Through an act of kindness, an example of mercy, through their steadfastness of serving the Lord, the undeniable hope that they experienced and shared with others, the belief in the power of the Scriptures, and in the body of believers as we fellowship together. I will tell you, they were set free by the light. This is important for us to understand as we become a forever thankful people. And the question I have for you this morning is, have you seen the light? Have you truly seen the light? In verse 6, the psalmist writes, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" You see, the more confident that we become that the Lord is with us, the brighter the light shines in our lives, the more attracted we are to the light, the things of this world grow strangely dim. And we become assured through the experience of faith that the Lord is with us, and we no longer have reason to be afraid. We have no reason to feel captive. We have no reason to feel alone, abandoned, hopeless. As long as we reflect the light. In whatever circumstance you find yourself this day, whatever circumstance you find yourself in this day, whether a Christian or not a Christian, seek the light. Seek the light. Allow the light of God's love to permeate your darkness, your fear, whatever you have doubts about. Allow His precious light to come into your life and be a floodlight of hope. Allow the light to give you direction. Allow the light to give you boldness to stand up in darkness. Allow the light to give you a message to share with your neighbor and your friends and your loved ones. Do you have the light? And once we start appropriating the light, we start allowing the light of God's presence in our lives to begin touching others. Then we become a reflection of His light. And the real goal in this life is to accept the light and walk toward the light until you allow the light of God's hope to fill you up and to give you promise, and to eradicate the darkness in your life and your circumstances, that now you become a reflection of His light, that other people will be drawn to Him. This is the will of God for you. This is the will of God for every believer. I will tell you, in our experience of faith, we need to understand that the Lord is with us And we have no need to be afraid anymore. For in these turbulent times, in these uncertain times, it's truly a gift to cherish. And God has called us to be free from the chains of sin. He has provided each person in this place the opportunity to live lives of hope and joy with the knowledge that we are not alone. That the master craftsman who created the universe is with us. He wants to take up residence in our lives and allow the light of his love to be a reflection so that others would be drawn to him. He has declared in Hebrews, the 13th chapter, never will I leave you, nor will I forsake you. This is what gives us the confidence to keep on going in the face of all kinds of adversity. No matter what we think of world events today, and no matter what unpleasant circumstances we find ourselves in, God is with us. He is the light. And we need only to keep walking in the light and reflecting his light. And it will help us to be forever thankful. In our scripture today, in verse 13, the psalmist declares, I was pushed back and about to fall, but the Lord helped me. And I want to tell you that each person who has been in darkness and who has been about to fall, the Lord will help you as well. We know that each person touched by this ministry and teen challenge walked toward the light, and their light helped them to become forever thankful for all the experiences and blessings of a God who loved them and demonstrates his mercy to us every single day. I discovered in my conversation, even the young man that I was talking to walked toward the light out of his addiction, his hopelessness, his despair. And today he stands the reflection of God's mercy and power in reaching other people. The light of God's love expressed through God's servant is a powerful thing. Millions have walked toward the light. Millions now understand the great prophecy of Jeremiah when he proclaimed that God has plans for all of us, plans to prosper us, not to harm us, plans to give us hope and a future. And I'm here today as your pastor to declare this, that he has great plans for us at Cherry Point Baptist Church. If we trust in him, if we'll walk closer and closer to the light, if we'll commit ourselves to becoming more and more a reflection of his love and his mercy, we will see the mighty hand of God working in miraculous ways in lives and in our church. And my prayer is that we would become more and more a forever thankful church. The Lord may not heal us of all of our diseases or miraculously end the war or to even dispel the pain of bursitis. But I'm here to tell you today that he's light. He is our light. And if we continue to follow the light, we'll be free indeed from sin and the sin of a nation. In verse 14, the psalmist continues, the Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. I wonder, can you say that about your own life? Is the Lord your song? Is he your strength? Is he your salvation? You see, sin wants to come rushing in to dispel our light. The evil one wants us to live in darkness, in the shadows. He wants us to not have faith. He wants to weaken us, cripple us, fill us with doubt. And that's why it's important for us to be determined to walk in the light. Christ died for us that we might live. And because of this, the psalmist says, we will proclaim what the Lord has done. We will proclaim what the Lord has done by having a reason to give thanks even during uncertain times. What a testimony. What a witness. When all around us we see financial struggles, illnesses, rising cost, rising crime, rising unemployment, things may seem very dark. But let us walk in the light. Let us walk by faith into his marvelous light. And then let our hearts swell with the thankfulness for all that he's done for us, is doing for us, and will do for us throughout all eternity. My prayer is that we may be a forever thankful people, a forever thankful church. And if we're able to do this, this coming Thanksgiving may be the best one we've ever had. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. You may be here this morning, and you may feel alone. You may feel some despair. You may feel like the circumstance of life. You feel darkness around you. You may be a Christian that is not living for the Lord, and you know it. You're not giving him first place. And that's why you feel darkness. You're just giving him part of it, and so you're trying to walk through this life with a little candle, a little flicker, just stumbling through trying to make it. When he offers us a spotlight to define our way, you need to come this morning and say, Lord, I want the spotlight in my life. You may be here this morning and you have never trusted the light. You've never really made a profession of faith and said, Lord, I trust you. I want to live for you. If you'll come this morning, I know your Thanksgiving will be better this year. And maybe you're here today and you're not a member of a local church. Come help us to be the light of this community. Come this morning and help us to share the light of God's love with our community. Join us as we proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. You come as we sing our hymn of invitation this morning. Our hymn of invitation is number 176, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. You come as God leads you this morning. Would you please stand as we sing?